The Meiri wrote his sefer, the Magen Avos. What do you mean, Magen Avos? So he wanted to protect the Minhagim that was in Provence. In other words, when the Ramban passed away, so the Rashba started giving shir in Barcelona. So I guess the Talmidei Ramban, they didn't want to learn from the Rashba, so they figured they'll learn somewhere else. They'll go to Provence. Provence is in between Spain and France. So they went there. And when they got there, they saw a lot of different minhagim. A lot of strange things in their mind was happening. That's what the Rush writes when the Rashba sent them to Toledo with all the minhag among the Svardim. So the Meiri wrote a whole sefer defending all the minhagim about what it's based on. So one of the big issues was Kfura and Yontav Sheni, Kfura and Yontav Rishon. The Gemara tells us that, on Shabbos there is no Kfura, but on Yontav Rishon you can do Kfura Yidei Akam, the non-Jews could do the Kfura, but on Yontav Sheni, Yontav Sheni is Shavda Lekachol. So Yontav Sheni, even Israel does the Kfura. Bisman Hazeh, Rav Moshe has a landmark tshuva that we don't do it on Yontav Sheni because it's going to cause Kilu Yontav people who aren't supposed to be there, and perhaps also now that we have freezers, it's not as a big issue anymore. In certain communities, I think, like in Hasidic communities or maybe Breuers, they still do it. This the Chevra Kadisha goes, and no one else. They know the laws, and they know what to take care of. So that's clear. On Yontav Sheni, Meikar Adin, we don't do. Dominic Day is not even to do on Yontav Sheni. Meikar Adin HaGemara, Yontav Sheni Ayidei Yisrael. So the question was, when Yontav Rishon, you could do Ayidei Goyim, so what does that mean? That the Jew can't do anything? Or this means, is Yontav Sheni Shav, is I call that a special heter? Nothing, it's a local din by Kfur on Yontav Sheni, a Jew could be part of it. Or do I say no? It's more of the general halacha. We have a halacha of Kovod HaBrios, is a docha Isura Drabanim. The Gemara says, Gado Kovod HaBrios, Shadocha Gosase Shabbatora, what do you mean Gosase? Gosasur, which is the sources of Din and Drabanim. So, my nafkamina, major nafkamina. You assume it's a special din on Yontav Sheni, so the guy has to do everything on Yontav Rishon. But if you say that, no, it's just the general din of Kavod HaBrios, so the dinim daraisa, so then the guyim have to do. But the dinim drabanan, it'd be bigger Kavod HaMeis if you have a Jew doing the different things. So that was the major debate in the Meiri discusses, and it's a fundamental thing. There's a big difference, and because the Gemara says we're going out covered up. It's actually the Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, whether it can't be mitame. The Torah talks about calling not me mitame for certain people, so. But however, for the seven relatives, he can. So it's as well Yitama that Rabbi Akiva holds in Zachovah. He has to. And that's the way we assume. So even though the Pasuk's talking about Kavod HaMeis, but it's talking about Kavod HaChai. The Pasuk's talking about Kavod HaMeis, but we learn Kavod HaBrios and Kavod HaChai. It's a Kal Vachomer. If you need covered by Kavod HaMeis, how much more so by Kavod HaChai? You know, others in this world, people are much more into Kavod HaMeis. They don't give Kavod to the person at all. But then at Yortzai, Yisker, you stand up at the kever. Really, the Gemara tells us in Ksuvah, Kavod HaChai is Docha Kavod HaMeis. That if the Chasen HaKala are passing and people bringing the coffin to the cemetery, Chasen HaKala come first because Kavod HaChai. So, besides Kavod HaChai being Docha, to someone's point, it's much more than that. It's not just that it's a fundamentally different category. Kavod HaChai is a Shibud. it's the mitzvah bit adam achaveiro. The kavod ames, there is no ben adam achaveiro by ames. It's v'halak to bidrachav. It's a din of ben adam liyatzmo. It's a whole different category. If a kavod achai beats out kavod ames, that was the whole discussion. I mean, there was a tshuva binyan sion regarding autopsies. So he had a minority view that you can't even do an autopsy to save someone's life unless you plan on paying the person back. But he says, when you do nivo hames, you're stealing the covet of the person. You can never pay it back. So, number one, one chiddush is how you learn the Gemara there, whether you're allowed to save your life by stealing money from someone, based on a Rashi there, but we assume it's pikuach nefesh even if you can't pay back, but obviously it's better to pay back. It's better to pay back, but then it's chiddush is, when do we say pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah? That's only b'adam l'makom. But b'adam chaveiro, you don't say it. So even if that was true, which we don't make that distinction, but it's a big chiddush to say a mace is b'adam chaveiro. Pashas is not chaveiro anymore. It's a different din. V'alakta b'drachav, it's a din of ben adam liyatzmo. You have to show, kavod ames. So that's the discussion. The Meiri writes by Magen Agav. He's defending the minhag of Provence, and he discusses that issue of whether it's the kavod abrios. The kavod achai is docha kavod ames. It's a different rule, but he's discussing that on Yantav Rishon. Can you do it al yidei Yisro, the things that are only drabbanan, or is there a special din on Yantav Sheni?